afternoon, 4:50, 9-10 minutes away from the weekend. Douglas County's news team will have the afternoon report at 5. Don't forget, Garden Valley Mulholland still having issues with that big wreck earlier today. While in getting ready for Movies in the Park, Val Ligon and Tracy Mosier from the City of Roseburg Parks Department. So are y'all ready to do this again?
We are really ready. It's been 3 years.
Once again, we haven't done it for 2 years. It was 2019.
Yeah. Yeah.
And last year almost could have happened, but just was all the timing there didn't really shift till July.
Yeah, it was just short of, and we didn't want to do it outside of June because that just works best. And anyway.
So explain what Movies in the Park is if somebody's new.
Let Tracy talk here.
Yeah, thanks. So Friday nights in June, we kind of we set up a big inflatable screen down at the Bandshell down in Stewart Park. And it's free for anybody who wants to come down and watch a couple, one movie. But we always start out the night with some pre-movie entertainment, which is always really fun, family-friendly stuff. We always have popcorn and snacks available. And it's just a really good, fun time for the family. It's free thing to do in the summer.
So Val, how many years ago did this start? Do you remember?
We started, it was either 2009, which I'm pretty sure, but it could have been 10. But pretty sure it was 2009.
So it's been going on for a while, and you still draw a lot of crowds.
We do. Yeah, we hope to have on a small night, you know, 200-400. I'm kind of expecting bigger crowds this year because it's been so boring with nothing to do. So hopefully we'll get some families out and enjoying these movies. They're all pretty new movies, which we seem to do better with the new releases, animated. And Disney, sometimes they have blackout dates and there are no blackout dates. So anyway,
I remember in 2020 going down there, what was supposed to be the first night. And I just, you know, it wasn't happening and I was bored. And I went over and stood around in the park for a few minutes.
Morning.
Yeah, it was like, well, some people did that with Half Shell too. You know, it was like, oh man. So it is back this year. Let's see. Let's talk about what the movies are. Here's your big unveil.
All right.
Sure.
Here we go. Drum roll.
So June 3rd is the first night, and we're going to be showing Sing 2, which if you haven't seen the first Sing, it's amazing. It's super fun. So I'm sure this one will be just as great. June 10th, we're going to show Luca, which is a PG movie kind of focused on these mysterious young boys who are in Italy, and we find out that they're a little unique, and it's a little bit fun. June 17th, we're playing Encanto, which I think is already out in theaters, and it's about this family that from this magical town, and all the kids seem to have a magical ability except this one girl, so we think, but it turns out that she might be extra special. And then June 24th, the last night, we're going to play Soul, another PG movie. And this one's really interesting. It's actually focused around a music teacher who has an accident and kind of ends up in this world, kind of between worlds. His soul is stuck there, and he has to kind of negotiate to get his to kind of come back to life. So it's a really unique movie, but it's also really good.
Wow. So, now, yeah. What about June 31st?
You can show up for that one.
Oh, wait. There's not a June 31st. Okay, we go right to
July. Could be
July.
Morning then, too, that they're over
well,
for the year.
Well, actually, by then, we'll be getting ready for the 4th of July. So
exactly.
I suspect we'll be busy. If people haven't come before, maybe their kids were too young then, or maybe they've got grandkids now that weren't ready for it a few years ago. What are things people need to know about when they come out?
Well, for dress in layers. If it's warm, still bring a sweatshirt. You'll want to bring a blanket or something to lay out to set on. If you want to bring chairs, the low ones are best. You know, everybody's familiar with the area there, so it's on a slope. Bring some snacks. You're welcome to bring dinner. whatever you want. We just ask that you don't bring your pets. They don't necessarily like it in the dark with people moving around. No alcohol and tobacco, of course.
It's unfortunately,
but it's not the half shell. And anyway, hopefully we have no rain to deal with. Hopefully that's kind of past. We're past that now. But if we do get a rain out, we'll rebook it later in the summer.
Well, it's pretty cool to have it back this year. Anything different with things?
No, Rogue Credit Union will be there with handing out some goodies and mingling with the crowd. We have, like Tracy said, some really good entertainment, pre-movie entertainment starting at 7:30.
Oh, I can think of something that's new. We have a Parks and Recreation Facebook page, which is new.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be announcing that pre-movie entertainment on our Facebook page each week as it changes.
And did I hear something about some infrastructure?
New movie screen? Are you talking about a new movie screen?
Well, I don't remember what all you told me.
Boy, we have a new projector and movie screen. We just set that up yesterday. So we're really excited. It's the same size, but new and improved.
Mm-hmm. So do you still blow it up?
We do. Yeah, mm-hmm. We do blow it up. It's still, you know, same size. It's just nice and shiny. And hopefully the picture might even be a little clearer with the nice white movie screen.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff. We have a new Parks and Recreation trailer. So that'll be parked down there so everybody can see that. So hopefully we'll be moving that around from different locations this summer, not for movies, but other events.
Well,
so that's
that'll
exciting.
Really be helpful because I know there have been times where it's kind of a struggle to do some of the things you do. It's like, where do you put all this stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really cute. Everybody, anyway, I don't want to blow it, but it'll be obvious. It'll be parked down there. So anyway, we kind of have some new branding for Parks and Rec.
That's pretty cool. Not to be confused with Barks and Rec tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. That ought to be fun, too.
Megan was just in here talking about that. But so we're, let's see, 2 weeks away then, right?
2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's June in 2 weeks.
I know. It's going to be Christmas before we know it.
I don't want to even think about it. No, I would like to fully live every moment of the summer here.
Yeah.
So. Well, it's pretty cool to have it back. I'm excited about having it back and trying to stay up that late into the evening. That seems to be a struggle these days for me, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a nap in at some point.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll sleep during the movie. I don't know. But again, all four Friday nights, 7:30 in June. Anything else people ought to know?
Usually we'll start the movie around dusk, which is about 9 o'clock. So if you can't make it to the pre-movie entertainment at 7:30, you can still show up a little bit later and catch the movie.
All right, good stuff. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Movies in the Park back this year. City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Friday nights at Stewart Park. All right, that about wraps it up. A reminder that Umpqua Actors Community Theater, they've got a new production, Ghosts of Covington Manor. That begins not this weekend, but next weekend. So check out the UAC site for more information about that. Also, Umpqua Community College with the complete works of Shakespeare Abridged. That's happening tonight, Saturday and Sunday. You can still get in. Get tickets for that. Be careful driving home. Still try to avoid Garden Valley and Mulholland area right now. And we are done. Back every Friday with a look at arts, entertainment, community activities on Umpqua Valley Live. Thanks for listening. Keep us around all weekend. By the way, speaking of weekends, your weekend begins right now.